This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says U.S. officials believe Iran intended to kill American forces with its ballistic missile attacks on bases in Iraq. This just a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran appears to be standing down from new conflict with the U.S. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on a war powers resolution today, limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It's unclear whether the measure would be a step toward binding the president's hands on Iran or a symbolic gesture of opposition by Democrats. The resolution is a special type that does not get the president's signature, and Republicans say it does not have the force of law. Democrats, on the other hand, say that under the 1973 War Powers Act, it would be binding if also approved by the Senate. The matter has not been definitively decided by federal courts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. stocks are up in late morning trading. For more on any of today's news stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in South